here's a story from The World.
Mexico is hard at work on a huge development project. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador says it will rival the Panama Canal. It won't be another waterway, though. The interoceanic corridor will connect ports on the Atlantic and Pacific coasts of Mexico. From southern Mexico, Michael Fox has the story.
This is how U.S. climate envoy John Kerry was welcomed in Mexico this week, with an official ceremony honoring the birth of Mexico's first indigenous president, Benito Juárez, more than two centuries ago.
So today we celebrate leadership.
Hoy celebramos el liderazgo.
We celebrate the beginning of independence.
Celebramos
for Mexico,
el principio de la independencia para México.
And we celebrate together Estados Unidos, México, para siempre. Thank you.
U.S., Mexico, forever, he said. But there was another reason Kerry was visiting here in the Mexican state of Oaxaca. See, this is the location of the new interoceanic corridor. It's the signature project of President López Obrador. With a price tag of at least $1 billion, this ambitious effort includes modernizing ports and airports, building 200 miles of new railways, highways, an oil pipeline, a fiber optic network, and 10 industrial parks. López Obrador is hoping to attract U.S. investment, especially for new wind farms here in Oaxaca. And John Kerry this week signaled that the Biden administration is on board. But there's a problem.
No al corredor interoceánico. No al
corredor. Indigenous groups are not happy about López Obrador's interoceanic development project. This group of community residents blocked a major highway in the region just ahead of Kerry's visit. Others marched on the capital of Oaxaca and occupied the main plaza on Monday. We won't let you remove us from our lands and violate our rights, said an indigenous leader in this video shared on social media. In the video, he stands with a group of protesters in front of a rail line that should be under construction, but they've been blocking it now for nearly a month. Carlos Bellas Torres is one of the leaders of Usizoni, one of the leading indigenous groups battling the development project.
Primero es una imposición, pues, del gobierno mexicano en territorios indígenas donde la población no fue consultada.
The Mexican government is imposing this project on indigenous territories. The population was not consulted, he says. They're removing people from their land. But officials say this project is a win-win.
Ahora Oaxaca se va a convertir en el nuevo.
Oaxacan Governor Salomón Jara Cruz said earlier this month that the interoceanic corridor would transform Oaxaca. We will be a geopolitical and strategic point for global commerce, he said. Experts say the corridor could create hundreds of thousands of new jobs.
Vamos a entregar subsidios fiscales. El que invierta ahí no va a pagar.
President López Obrador says he's going to encourage foreign companies to set up in the region. He says there will be state subsidies and plenty of jobs. The indigenous town of Juchitán is along the development corridor. Martín Esteva Martínez drives a mototaxi here, but he's also in his final years of a degree in electrical engineering. He's concerned about what this huge development project could mean for the region's indigenous culture.
Como desarrollo estatal se ve bien debido a que bajamos los índices de inmigración de estudiantes.
At the same time, he says, it could be really positive for Oaxaca. Many new companies are going to come here, so that would be an opportunity. But there's still a long way to go. Beyond the state infrastructure, private companies have yet to commit, and indigenous communities have promised to continue to fight. For The World, I'm Michael Fox in Oaxaca, Mexico.
From PRX.